Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got our good buddy Jack Ulrich back on the show. That's right. Yes, Jack's here. That's right. Jack is a longtime, more than 9-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. And he writes a wonderful historical book, including the Into the Unknown that he wrote about Lewis and Clark. But he's a futurist, and that's his main job. And he's the author of Jump the Curve. He's the author of Foresight 2020. I think that's his brand new book, and among others. And we always get smarter when Jack joins us. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Well, always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. Foresight 2020, that's the new one, right?
That is correct. That's the new one.
A futurist explores the trends transforming tomorrow. Speaking of which, you've been thinking a lot lately about how to help businesses future-proof their business. Now, tell us what you mean by future-proof.
Future-proof means that, I mean, what we're all concerned about is not only making money today, but we understand we have to remain relevant tomorrow.
Right.
And so, how do we, while we're focused on today, carve out some time to think about tomorrow and position our small business to continue to succeed and grow and thrive, you know, not just survive, but thrive in the future.
Right.
And so I believe that there are practical steps that we can take today to position ourselves for tomorrow.
Well, what you're talking about is what I call sustainability. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. I'll let you continue.
We often hear about sustainability with regard to environmental issues. Typically, when you hear the word sustainability, you think of environmentally sustainable, et cetera, et cetera. But I think sustainability is a handy word for small business owners. And also, the other thing that we talk a lot about on this show, and I've really been focusing on it this year, and I'm glad you are too, and that is the role that small business owners have to drop into on a regular basis when they have to stop managing and become the CEO of their company. And that's when they do what you're talking about. That's when they drop into the role of future proofing their business.
That's right. And if I could just start with one of the most important actions I think we all have to take is I call it a think week. And I encourage everyone to take a week a year, and I can already hear what your listeners are saying. It's like, I don't have time.
They're rolling their eyes, Jack. They're rolling
about,
their eyes at you.
Yeah, and they're saying, I don't even have, you know, a spare minute in my day. But really,
right,
think about that. Are you telling me you can't devote 2% of your time in the year to think about the future? If you can't, you're not acting as a leader.
Then you need to get your resume ready because you're going to be looking for a job soon.
Exactly. And so take a week. And if you can't find a week, break it down into an hour a week or 12 minutes a day. It still adds up well over, you know, over 40 hours, you know, sometime in the year. But to just step back from your daily grind, understand and read how your world is changing. There are a lot of technological forces, social, cultural, customer behavior is changing. I know that you're thinking a lot about that particular aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And then to say, okay, I'm aware that my world is changing now. What are some actions I need to take? And the first action I would encourage every business owner to do is conduct a pre-mortem to say, it's 10 years in the future.
Pre-mortem,
and I'm
not a post-mortem, folks. Not after you die, before you die. I like that. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, so it's 10 years in the future and you're out of business. What has happened?
Mm-hmm.
And think about if a Blockbuster or a Borders or a Kodak or a Bethlehem Steel would have done this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not to say that you are going to go out of business, but if you conduct that and you have some humility that you might go out of business, I think you're going to become more aware and you're going to say, yeah, maybe some of these threats that I have been dismissing are a little more worthy of my time.
Right.
So that would be sort of the first two steps I would take. Think we can conduct a pre-mortem.
I like that. And give us the website, Jack.
The website is jumpthecurve.net, jumpthecurve.net.
Check it out, folks. That's also the title of one of his books. And the new one is called Foresight 2020. And we're going to be back after these messages and talk some more. He's got some aha moments for us that he'll be talking about to help you future-proof your business. You kind of see where he's headed now, so I know you're not going to go anywhere. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Sorry, I know I'm late. Guess I lost all track of time. Started walking, couldn't stop, turning it over.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.